Hello and welcome to this extra episode of the Romance Class podcast. So we've been talking to the authors whose books we've been featuring, and we asked them a few questions, like how they feel about how the actors did, what were their reactions to hearing their work read, and we're sharing those answers with you. First up, we have author Anna Tejano. She wrote Fall Like Rain. Hey, Anna, introduce yourself and tell us about your book.
So, hi, I'm Anna Tejano. I'm a corporate person by day and everything bookish by every other time. I'm a blogger in different blogs. And if you knew me in real life, you probably know me by another name because Anna Tejano is actually a pen name. My first book, Fall Like Rain, which is episode 1 of the Romance Class podcast, was released in 2014. It was published independently, and it's about the friend zone. It's about Rain, who's been in love with her best friend Mark for ages, but she knew she was clearly in the zone because he was happily in a relationship, until he wasn't. That's when she decides that it's time for her to get out of the zone. So the story is about her doing just that. And will she succeed? Well, you have to read to find out.
So what did you think of the episode featuring your book?
Okay, so the story was when the first episode of the podcast came out and Mina tagged me. I just woke up from a nap and I was also running late for a party. So I was really all over the place, just trying to get ready. So I played it and then I was really nervous at the start. And I think that's a natural reaction, especially for us, because when we were doing the live readings in ReaderCon and in that small meeting with the Romance Class authors, everyone who listened to their books being read out loud were like flailing and they were all very nervous. And I guess it was the same thing for me, especially since the first episode. And at first it was kind of weird listening to it because it felt like someone was reading from my diary. I think it's because it's my first book. And maybe I am overthinking it like Rain. But now when I listen to it again, after so many times of listening to it, I can't even remember how many times I've played it over and over again. I can now clearly imagine it. And it feels like a mix of me hearing it as an author and learning from how they read it. And also me being the audience and really just being entertained and imagining the entire scene in my head, which helps because, of course, I remember where it was set. It was set in my school, that scene. And then all the food that they mentioned there also exists, by the way. Even that steak place that Rain mentioned, it still exists. And it was really just me imagining the moment. And then I figured this is probably what authors feel when they hear an audio recording or an audiobook version of their book, or how they feel when they watch a movie adaptation or something. Except, you know, there's not a lot much edited out. And since this is really just an excerpt, it's just a taste of it. And it makes me wonder what people are thinking about it when they hear it. Does this make them want to read the book? I hope so. Or will they just be contented with this little excerpt and then start thinking of things afterwards, like maybe make their own stories, like, you know, if maybe this will level us up to fan fiction levels, I don't know. But for me, it was just really a different experience, and it's nerve-wracking at first, but it also made me want to, let's write more so that G and Rachel will read other books that I have written.
Was anything a surprise to you? Anything unexpected in the performances?
So, I think my favorite part was Rachel and Gia's delivery, definitely. When I was writing that scene, I didn't hear voices in my head because I don't really write that way. I don't read them out aloud. I could see it happening and I knew the conversation would flow that way, but they weren't actual voices. And I loved how Gio as Mark had that caring and best friend tone. And I've heard him perform other pieces, so it was a nice surprise to hear him play a different role this time. And Rachel as Rain got the overthinking down pat. I swear. And it also kind of told me that it's kind of tiring to be in the mind of an overthinker. But I liked how Rachel read it and how it made the scene come out alive. And then Mark's delivery just came in. And okay, this is me flailing about and squeeing about that entire thing again. And I think one of my fellow authors said that the live reading is not just a thing or an event, but an experience. It gives you a way to experience these books in a different way. Just like how people would prefer audiobooks, I guess. And hearing the excerpt of my book sort of made me feel like it, how it is to be in an audience rather than me hearing it and reading it again as an author. Because when you have this book, it's kind of hard to go to it as a reader rather than the person who wrote it, because you know it inside out already. And you know how when, you know that feeling when you like this person so much and you see them perform anything on stage and it makes you self-conscious. That's how it felt. But like I said, maybe it's how authors feel when they watch film versions of their book. But I guess this is the surprise factor in this one is really just how I didn't imagine it will be like this. Actually, we had another scene in mind that we wanted to be performed. And I think other people who've read the book know what that scene is. But I think it's this one is a really nice one. And especially that last part when Gio's Mark said, "Come on." I mean, gosh, that's my favorite part. And then the background music just comes in. Really my favorite part.
Have you listened to episodes featuring other books? What did you enjoy about those other episodes?
Yes, I have. And I actually listened to them again when I go out for a walk. The first listen always had a little bit of squeeing, a lot of killing. And then later, I listened to them carefully, like learning from how they read it, learning from how the authors wrote it, and really just experiencing it outside of me just plainly reading the book. I think what I enjoyed the most is how good these two actors are. They sound so different in the other episodes. And if you've been to a live reading event that we had, the one that we had in ReaderCon, you also know how different they become with every excerpt that they read. It's every excerpt so far has been a surprise with how they acted the characters out. My particular favorites are in episode 2 with Never Just Friends. I really loved how Rachel delivered Lindsay's lines. And it was just so perfect. And I remember telling this to Mina. It's like, she just nailed it very well. And then the other thing that I really like is how there's this paper flip that we hear when Jake was talking about the contract. It was, I don't know if it was done on purpose but when you watch them read, you just see them flip the pages because they're reading out from scripts. And then that paper flip just came right on time. And I'm like, that added an effect to the entire thing. And then in episode 3, I really loved how Gio played Lucas. Their action and the roller coaster and everything else. It was so, so good that I kept on playing those lines. Like how he cursed and everything. It was actually how I would probably react if I rode a roller coaster as well. And then I think if there were amusement park sounds in that excerpt, it would totally fit because they were there anyway. And my last favorite, among other favorites that I have, is how, as I mentioned earlier, how that background music at the end of the excerpt just comes in before it ends. It's like you're already feeling so many things and then that music comes in and you sort of know it's going to end, but you know that it's the music just makes you feel that, okay, it makes you feel the feelings a little bit longer, especially when it comes to the voices of the actors. Just listen to it again. You'll probably get what I mean.
anything, any other comments that you want us to share on the podcast?
So I think most of the authors have talked about this, blogged about this, or spoke about this on our social media accounts. And I guess it's worth mentioning again that the live reading, the podcast, helps us to see our books in a different light. It helps us. I know that this helps us to craft the next stories that we are writing. I know for a fact that a lot of us are now writing more guy POVs, or at least more guy dialogues in our books. So, and it's really interesting how this helps us expand our skills. And it opens us up, at particularly the indie romance community in the Philippines, to other ways of making the people learn about the books that we write. It's additional marketing, but also it's fun marketing for all of us, because even us authors, we enjoy these things. And it's so nice to be able to share the feels in bite-sized pieces for everyone to enjoy.
And finally, what are you working on now, and how can people get in touch with you?
So right now, I'm working on my next book, which is the story of one of Rain's friends. It's a spin-off novel from Fall Like Rain. And it will be out around second quarter of 2016. I'm also working on finishing a YA manuscript from one of the workshops that I joined in 2015, as well as several short stories that I hope to release in 2016 as well. So 2016 is sort of like the making up for lost time year after not releasing anything in 2015. So feel free to bug me and pressure me, because that works really well for me. So to do that, you can contact me via Twitter. It's Time Anna, in the single N. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/itstimeanna. I'm also on Wattpad as Anna Tejano. And on Instagram, my name there is Stories to Tell. And if you follow me there, you'll know the other name that I go by, which isn't really a secret. So yeah, you just go ahead and follow me. You can also reach me via email at itstimeanna@gmail.com. My first book, Fall Like Rain, is available as an ebook on Amazon and other retailers. For print edition, you can order it online from Amazon and Book Depository. For the Philippine print edition, you can order it directly through me or grab the last few copies at Unicube, third floor University Mall beside De La Salle University. And that's also Rain and Mark's alma mater. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast and for buying our books and reading them and reviewing them. We're really grateful for all of your support. And I hope you enjoy the next episodes of the podcast and the rest of the season. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Anna.